So that's a big thing that, you know, it's kind of more popular nowadays is all the protein supplements.
Yep.
Bars and powders. And
they're getting very creative with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's putting not it just in anything like,
and everything.
Here's a Clif bar. Here's a power bar that tastes like dirt.
Yeah. Well, then usually when it tastes like dirt, then you know it's good for you. But that's going to transition into our next topic because we're going to talk about protein and do a little protein taste test.
Yep. You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch. Thank you for listening to this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast, and as you can tell, I am back.
She's
and
back.
And I am making the intro. Intro like a pro.
That's right.
So first off, just want to say thank you all for listening, tuning in, but also thank you for all of the reviews and positive feedback and sharing that you all have been doing with the podcast. And definitely keep it up. If you haven't shared it yet, pass it along to someone you know might be interested. And definitely leave us a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you get your podcast feeds. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it for the intro.
Yeah, yeah. We also, one thing we wanted to announce, I guess we'll do announcements quick too, is that we finally got a Facebook page up dedicated to the Addicted to Fitness podcast.
It is actually, you can find it, Addicted to Fitness podcast.
Yes. Yes, so it's up there, and we'll be linking all the episodes there by, you know, when they debut, but also putting links to past episodes and pictures and everything we do when we're prepping for our podcast episodes.
I know we've been, like, official for a year, almost, but having a Facebook page just seems like, hey, we're so legit now.
Yeah, yeah, that and then a website. That's next. Yep. All right, guys. So those are a little bit of announcements. And like I said, the biggest announcement, Shannon is back.
Yeah,
after
I had to
2 weeks
that in
hiatus. So we're going to go right into our training recap and throw it to you first.
Oh, I get to go first.
That's right.
It's going to be really exciting, folks. Mm-hmm. I have done yoga.
Yeah.
And that's about it because I'm extremely pregnant right now. Like, big time.
Yeah.
Big time pregnant. So I am doing, right now I'm actually trying to do yoga each day just to help myself feel better, but also take care of the little croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And it is honestly like the best thing I can do for myself. I am also, I will say I've been walking.
Yep.
In the morning, I start my day off by taking the dog for her walk, and it's kind of one of those things that we've talked about a bunch of times before. You know, you go through these different periods in your life. You can only do so much, but it's really just making a conscious effort to try to fit in that little bit of activity or training wherever you can and do what you can. And I tell you, like, I can't do my HIIT workouts. My butt's not getting on the bike.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. I miss it so much. But I can walk for short distances for like, you know, 20, 30 minutes. And I can do my yoga. So those are the two things that I've been trying to focus on and really just enjoy. It's you get a little bit uncomfortable. That's probably a massive understatement. Any pregnant woman's going to slap me. But you get very uncomfortable in just general. There's not a whole lot of space left in your body. So,
yeah.
Doing those couple things really helps. But I'm also going into my final weekend of yoga teacher training.
I was hoping you were touching on that.
Yes, I have that coming up. And that is the culmination of 8 months of study and practice and one full immersion weekend a month, and actually a whole lot of additional work. I've been practicing. I've been assisting in classes. I've been teaching classes, like, you know, for free for friends and family and volunteer and stuff like that. And it's been really rewarding, and it's just been an amazing experience. So I'm a little bit crazy for probably doing it while I was pregnant, but I think it also kind of worked out for the best because it helped me learn a whole lot about me and my body and how to basically live better with it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that you, I know we've mentioned this before, but you've kind of fallen in love. No, I wouldn't say fall in love, but you've definitely got an appreciation for prenatal yoga.
Yeah.
By doing it and also being pregnant, have it, you know, be taking one of those classes yourself and seeing how beneficial it can be to someone that's pregnant.
Yeah, and a lot of people in my teacher training class, a lot of the other women in the class, were very interested from, like, the first month that we got together. They asked kind of what you want to do. A lot of them expressed that they were interested in working with, you know, expectant mothers and learning prenatal yoga. But you don't actually learn prenatal yoga in your teacher training. You just kind of get a little quick introduction, and you kind of learn what's different about it and what sets it apart. But you don't get trained specifically on it. So since I've been doing the prenatal yoga and going to classes, I have an amazing teacher who I love. And she has kind of seen the interest in the people that are in the training group have actually gone to some of her classes. Right. There's a few of us. And those of us who are pregnant, obviously we have a whole additional level of appreciation and understanding. But we've talked about possibly getting some additional training through that teacher and her actually running a program for prenatal specifically and having us in there so that we can get that needed specialty training.
Right.
Because that's cool. It is a very different thing, the pregnant body.
Yeah.
So, but it's just incredible how much it helps.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important, too, to kind of cater towards those individuals. Because I know you've expressed that you really like the aspects of yoga that you can basically, the modifications it can do to can be added to a program to help individuals that maybe have some physical limitations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, obviously, some people, I think, are a little bit intimidated by yoga because they're like, of course, they say, I'm not flexible, which is just a whole, no, I mean, that word flexible is so you got to unpack it. It's so complicated in itself because yes. Flexibility is based on a lot of other things. So, I think that the fact that you now know about so many other type of modifications that anybody can enjoy yoga.
Yes. And that's what I learned, is that there is no, you have to be a certain type of person. The great thing about yoga is that unlike picking up some other training and sports and things like that, is that yoga meets you wherever you are. You know, you don't have to be training for a marathon. You don't have to have X number of years of experience. You can come in wherever you are today and be completely fine in yoga. And like the great kind of, I don't know, community aspect of it too. Mm-hmm. You find a place you really love and it makes all the difference. And it invites you back. And you can go as extreme or as moderate as you want. And there's so many types of yoga. Mm-hmm. So future podcast, if anybody's interested in hearing about like the different types of yoga that are out there, maybe you've gone to a studio and you've seen all these different class types and you're like, oh geez, like I don't even want to touch any of those. Like, isn't there just like a basic 101 or like a basic yoga that I can go to? Maybe we can break down what some of those other ones are because they're all super interesting. You'd be shocked at how easy it is to walk into any of them. But some of them can give you some amazing challenges.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. That's definitely a good idea. We'll definitely touch on that. And you keep us updated. I'm sure we'll talk
hopefully
about your
graduate.
Final exam. Yeah.
Yes, I have a final exam. Okay, I have to teach somebody else a class.
Yes. So for my training recap, once again, still banging out those ETT training sessions with my clients, either at their homes or at Tampa Strength. And now I'm kind of got a little regular schedule classes for my title kickboxing. So I'm doing that twice a week, which is good. I had a really good week this week doing title classes. I'm really excited about adding that to it because it'll adds a new dimension to, you know, the personal training.
Yeah, you've got group fitness in there. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, one-on-one. And I think there's pluses and minuses, like, to both, really.
Yes, definitely. There's definitely.
There are definitely.
There is certainly different dynamics in both.
Yeah.
You know, different type of kind of, I'm going to say aura, but that's not the word I'm looking for.
Different vibe.
Thank you. So, yeah, both have benefits, but, you know, it takes a certain type of person. But I can see anybody getting benefits out of both group training and one-on-one. Or semi-private training, which I also do, which is, you know, multiple people doing their own workouts, but together. So they get that kind of group aspect, but they're working towards their own individualized fitness goals.
Yeah, see, that's what I like about group fitness is that I like actually working out with other people because you get, you know, there's other people to sort of keep you company, quote unquote.
Right.
But also, there's other people there to challenge you.
Yeah.
And granted, when you've got a one-on-one scenario, your trainer is the person that challenges you. But if you're someone like me, I would rather be challenged by the stranger on the other side of the room than even just like a personal trainer sometimes. Like having that option, it just gives you like, today I'm going to try to be better than that person, or I'm going to try to match that person, and that person's going to be my pace horse.
I think that's good to a certain extent, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go so hard that you injure yourself.
No, you find someone that's, like, on your level that you can, like, they're your pace horse.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying.
They're not there for you purely just to, you know, like, kill yourself. Yeah. But they're just there so that you have someone else kind of setting your pace for you.
And then that's the semi-private training is, like, a hybrid of both.
Yeah, that's pretty damn cool, actually.
Because they get the benefits of being in more than one person, but you're doing your own workout that caters to your own fitness goals.
Yeah.
So you still get a little bit of motivation. You get to build camaraderie with those people that train maybe during the same hour you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you have your own individualized workout, so you don't have to worry about trying to match somebody if they're ahead of you, more advanced maybe in their fitness plans than you are. So that's what we're doing. Also, I got to go to jiu-jitsu. I got to do some more weight training at Tampa Strength. So I'm trying to knock out as many workouts as I can before, you know, the croissant comes. So, also something that we're dealing with that's kind of I shouldn't say it's very local because it has been affecting a lot of people. I wouldn't say unfortunately, but specifically in, you know, the Caribbean and Southeast, where Florida's located, is obviously we're in the smack dab in the middle of hurricane season. And
we've got
one that's coming our way.
We actually have a couple.
Yeah, that's the other scary thing. That's not the only one. So right now we're dealing with preparing for Hurricane Irma. Yeah.
Great name, right? Man, Irma. Yeah. Freaking Irma.
Where they get these names. But preparing for her, right? Hurricanes are women? Are all women?
No. They're guys, too, because Hurricane Jose is the one that's coming up right after
her. Is Irma a girl's name?
Irma is a female name.
A female name.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we're preparing for her. I think I have the water situation all taken care of, luckily. My MacGyver skills and my old leftover home brewing supplies are gonna suffice for bottling water, because we're already dealing with some water shortages in our area, at the pub, like grocery stores and stuff.
Yes, it's like the apocalypse. If anybody's curious what we're dealing with right now, just imagine, like, the apocalypse. There's nothing in the stores. There's no gas in the gas stations. That's what it is. Like, legitimately, these are the things we've been dealing with the last couple days.
Some areas, yes. People are trying to prepare as much as possible. I wouldn't go that far overboard, but still, either way, I think, yes, we're... I, after the kind of unfortunate disaster that happened with Harvey.
Yeah, that's why.
To Houston, everyone's everybody scared. Here is very aware of that and is trying to prepare as much as possible. So we're going to be, we obviously, like I said, we're preparing. And one thing we need to do was purchase non-perishable food items.
Yes, because what happens in the hurricane when your power goes out? Your fridge goes out. Your freezer goes out. Your stove goes out. Mm-hmm. Like, you lose all these wonderful modern conveniences that we've all become so accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. So what we did was, obviously, we're both pretty familiar with non-perishable items that we like, especially, you know, we love camping, so we always take those with us. And,
yes, very similar.
But what I wanted to make sure we did was get stuff that was nutrient dense, stuff that would satisfy us for longer periods of time so we weren't constantly eating and depleting our resources if you know, we are without power for an extended period of time.
Granted, if we're without power and we know somebody that's, like, even remotely a friend, we're going to their house. We're not going to sit there and tough it out like crazy bosses.
Yes, we're taking the extra precautions, okay?
But we did come up with this great idea today to do for the podcast, which was hurricane foods.
Yeah, talk about...
What should you get?
Yeah, and
what really will serve you best?
Right, and I guess it could be natural disasters in general, right? Because anything that knocks out power for an extended period of time could be a blizzard, could be earthquakes, could be tornadoes. So normally, after those certain ones, you can maybe leave and go somewhere else.
We're just going with hurricanes.
Okay, we'll go with hurricanes. Fine. You win. Anyways, so what we thought, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about what we bought, and then we're going to consult an online website to see what they suggest you should buy and see how we did.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we bought all the necessary supplies, too, first aid, batteries, all that kind of stuff. So, we're focusing on food. So, I went to the grocery store, and I was like, nutrient-dense food. That's what we need. So, I got nuts. I got peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Yep. Try to get the natural stuff that just essentially just peanuts, you know, no sugar added to it. So, then we got some canned fruit and some canned veggies.
Yep.
You got...
Beans, the magical fruit.
Yes, we did get beans, which are nutrient-dense, too. So we got those, and like Shannon said, they're very musical. we also got... Now I'm blanking.
Jerky.
Jeez, I forgot one of the biggest ones. Jerky.
You've been, like, drooling over that since you bought it.
That's a travel... That's the traveler's friend right there is jerky. I mean... we got that. We said the canned goods, canned meat. We got some canned meat.
We got some canned chicken.
Got some canned chicken, some canned tuna, and of course, Hawaii's favorite. We got some spam.
Spam.
Yeah, that's right. So we got that. We got some other stuff. We got some I think we got some pasta or like ramen or something like that, or maybe mac and cheese.
Yeah, we got some mac and cheese. We got some crackers with peanut butter.
Yep.
And I also got some apples.
Right. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Some dried apples?
No, just regular apples.
Regular apples? Okay.
Just
good.
Just because I think they're a good food.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Well, hopefully, you know, they won't perish before we have to worry about it.
Well, yeah.
Eat those first.
They're pretty good for like a week.
Yeah. So basically we're thinking about trying to load up on items that have protein, healthy fats, and then... that is low in refined sugars and grains. So we're trying to, even though we bought some croakers and crackers.
Yeah,
too, which
and
is
some
good.
Like I would say like fiber, more fiber dense foods too.
Right.
You know, I mean we do have a loaf of Ezekiel bread too that I feel like we would have stocked up on if we didn't already have, because it's a very fiber dense food.
Right.
And it keeps you full longer.
Right. Yeah.
I feel
that's
like
true.
You need that.
Yeah, you definitely want to be full longer. The only thing, you know, we got to make sure, you know, we got to eat that. That's one of the things you have to eat first if we're out of power for long periods of time, because it's going to perish.
Well, yeah.
That's
why any
keep it in the grocery
store. Like
I mean,
that.
Keep it in the grocery store. Keep it in the refrigerator. All right, so what does the online website recommend that we get?
All right.
And
so
where did you find this list
I looked up kind of like two different things. So first off, I went and looked at what they recommend just in general for the best foods to buy when you're hurricane prepping. Mm-hmm. So these are not necessarily nutrient dense. We went the healthy route.
Quote unquote healthy route.
Yeah, quote unquote healthy route. Yeah,
healthy as you can in natural disasters.
Yeah, we went, we thought about the nutritional aspect.
Yes.
I'm not sure these necessarily do. But they definitely recommend cereal or granola, which we have a box of cereal, but
it's non-perishable, so that's, I understand that.
Yeah.
You know,
and some granola is pretty fiber-full.
Yeah, right, and yeah, and there's some nutrients in there. And sure, and like I said, you can't be nitpicking when you're preparing for a natural disaster. You get what you can. That's obviously, I'm just trying to focus on stuff that'll keep you fuller longer without making you want to eat more.
So their third item on this list is peanut butter.
Yep, we got that.
And apples is number four.
Hey.
Instant coffee for those coffee addicts.
Yeah. Which,
I thought I saw you pick up a bottle of it.
I did, but I...
You couldn't buy it.
I put it back.
Yeah.
I know there is some decent instant coffee. I hear people say that Starbucks one makes a decent one.
Oh.
So I might be having to pick some of that up.
Interesting.
What else they got?
So they have trail mix, which would be the nuts,
and dried fruits and things like that. Mixed nuts, and we have dry fruit.
They have boxed non-dairy milk.
You know what? That's
we
funny.
We didn't get.
I saw like that.
Nut milks.
Yeah.
Hemp milk.
I saw that because you can store it on the shelf.
Yep.
And I don't even know if they make powdered milk anymore, do they?
I think they do, but I mean, like the non-dairy box milks, they...
It's really the rage now. Yeah. It's interesting because I saw that and I almost bought it and I thought maybe I could just get it. Well, because I wonder if that's... The grocery store, obviously, their supplies are low now.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's still available, because I don't think people think about it.
I don't think people think about it.
Especially, I mean, I don't drink soy milk.
I think it's a really good idea, though.
Right. I don't drink soy milk, but it has protein in it. You know what I mean? So
hemp milk. That actually is pretty good.
Yep, hemp milk for sure. And then, obviously, there's things like, you know, the almond and coconut milk, which has good fat in it, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. Maybe we'll pick up some of those, because, like you said, they have the shelf life. And what else we got?
And then, of course, the canned vegetables, beans, and tuna.
Mm-hmm.
So we got all those bad boys.
Yep.
And
there it is.
Oh, we're looking at
it for the instant coffee. They had the Starbucks.
It's the Starbucks via instant.
Yeah. I actually heard decent things. Obviously, it's not my preference, but hey, beggars can't be choosers. Yeah.
So,
all right.
So that was something that this is just a mainstream media kind of outlet called Delish.com. If you're into food, you probably stumbled across this very popular website. So we'll link to their article on the best foods to buy when you're hurricane prepping if you're curious about reading any more about those. But then when we were talking, we had talked about like camping and hiking and stuff as being pretty, you know, active things that you would do. Those types of activities might require you to have a little bit more nutritionally minded food prep.
Right.
So I actually looked up like most nutritious hiking food.
Okay, cool.
And I found 5 food tips for camping and hiking through eatright.org. And this is, I think, like the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Ooh.
But they said that trail mix,
nuts,
seeds, nut-based bars, or the nut butter packs,
right? Yep, like
are all really good.
I think it is.
Yeah,
the Justin packs. Yep, I've seen those.
I have a picture of that.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all really good. And then, I mean, like you can tell, they're also thinking about like mobility and stuff like
that.
Yeah. These are all going to be pretty like convenient sizes.
Yep.
They also suggested dried or freeze-dried fruits and vegetables.
Right. Okay.
Energy bars, chews, or gels.
Bleh. Yeah. Makes sense.
But, yeah, like protein bars and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Yep, we got a couple of those, too.
Then granola or granola bars. Ready-made tuna salad pouches.
Yeah, I've seen those.
So...
Yeah.
Whole grain tortillas. So they didn't go the bread route, but they went the tortilla route.
Yeah, it's flat. I get it. And you can store it pretty easily. Yeah.
And they hold up well. Like,
right.
You don't really have to worry about refrigerating them. And then poultry, salmon, or meat jerky.
Right. Good.
So those were actually, I thought, pretty close to what we got.
Yeah. That's pretty smart.
And, I mean, definitely a little bit different than just straight hurricane planning.
Yeah.
But that idea, like a lot of the articles I read about hiking and camping, it was a lot of freeze-dried things, dried things, you know, preservation being kind of the top concern. Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to go bad.
Right. Non-perishable.
Nothing is going to be bulky or, you know, super heavy. Yeah, so they're really advocating planning food that you can kind of eat in small bits versus a big meal.
Right.
Another very popular item, I will say, when I was at the supermarket and people were just ripping things off the shelf, like wild animals, there was only one can left of guess what item?
A can.
It's a can. It's a canned food item.
Did we already mention it?
Not today.
We haven't mentioned it.
This would not be on our recommended list, but this is the difference between our hurricane list and probably...
SpaghettiOs?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I told you that, though, I think you did.
I need a little memory recall.
But the entire SpaghettiOs section, I'm talking like everything from the plain to with meat to raviolis, the whole section, Chef Boyardee, gone.
I mean, I get it to a certain extent, you know, especially if you get stuff with meat, it has protein in it, but it's mainly carbs, you know, so.
Oh, and, yeah, like, this is not, there's no nutrition thinking. This is, like, comfort food that you don't necessarily have to heat
and
up.
And it lasts
And it
years.
Lasts forever.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm pretty sure someone probably wiped out the Vienna sausage section, too.
Hey, yeah.
I didn't look at it, though.
If I saw somewhere I was, we got some.
Spam.
Hey, we got spam, for goodness sake.
We got spam.
But one thing you mentioned in there that's interesting was the protein bars.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing that, you know, it's kind of more popular nowadays is all the protein supplements.
Yep.
Bars and powders. And
they're getting very creative with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're putting
it
in
anything.
It's not just
like, and everything. Here's a Clif bar. Here's a power bar that tastes like dirt.
Yeah. Well, then usually when it tastes like dirt, then you know it's good for you. But that's going to transition into our next topic because we're going to talk about protein and do a little protein taste test.
Yes, we've got a couple of new products that are relatively new to us and that we just thought we'd do a little sampling of, little reviews of for you guys because we love sharing just kind of if it's good, is it bad, is it worth it?
Yep.
You know, we're going to find out.
Yep, so Shannon's got a protein powder that she's been using as of late, and it is...
Think Thin, which is a brand we really like, because from a protein standpoint, they usually have very simplified ingredient lists.
Yeah, and it's pretty affordable, too. That's another thing.
It
is. It's kind of a good middle ground of cost, but also quality.
Yeah, and this is... I'd never seen this before. I actually picked this up at Target, and it was a pure impulse buy because it was just something I'd never seen. They had all the different flavors of high-protein smoothie mixes. So they're basically, you get, I think it's like 4 to 6 packets of high-protein smoothie mix. Each box is a different flavor. So I chose the strawberry raspberry, and they said it's real dried strawberries and raspberries, chia seeds, ground flaxseed mixed with high protein blend of whey and sunflower proteins.
Wow.
So, I mean, I thought I've tried so many protein powders. We actually have a protein powder too at the house that we use just on a regular basis. But I really liked that this incorporated the flaxseed and the chia seeds. And I like that they didn't rely solely on the whey protein, that they actually included a plant protein in there as well. That is not something I've seen a lot of. And they have the nutrition just like Think Thin usually does. We'll have pictures, by the way, of these items on the show notes. But it has the kind of quick get of like some of the macronutrients right on the package. So 15 grams of protein per serving, which is pretty solid.
One package, right?
And this is just one package.
Okay.
And then it's 5 grams of fiber and then one fruit serving as dictated by the American Heart Association.
Okay.
So,
let's see what else they got on the back.
It's pretty straightforward. They give you this packet. They tell you to dump the entire contents, the one serving, in a blender. I'd say there's probably, like, somewhere around, I don't know, like, maybe a half a cup of powder in here.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, well, I mean, the box, I think, probably has more nutritional information because this is just
a
packet.
Yeah, this has, the box has, like, the full nutrition, and I put it over there.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
So, yes, the box has more information on it. So, it is, one packet is 39 grams, which is about it's like a little under 1.5 ounces of powder. So, it's there's like a fair bit. It's more than probably what you would just, like, scoop out of, like, a pre-protein powder. But there's 140 calories, 1 gram of fat, 35 milligrams cholesterol, 45 milligrams sodium, 18 grams of carbs, including 5 grams of dietary fiber, 8 grams of sugars, and then again that 15 grams of protein. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the quick nutrition breakdown at a glance.
So how does it taste?
It tastes delightful. You put this in a blender. You have the option of what you want to use it with. So obviously the nutrition is going to change slightly if you use something besides water. I prefer to use almond milk, unsweetened, non-flavored almond milk. So that will get you some additional calories / protein and other items. But you just pop this in a blender with whatever liquid of your choice. They even have one of those very handy dandy 6 ounce fill lines. Like, it actually shows you on the package. Huh. I pour the liquid into the package.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. You can actually use the package as the measuring container. And so that way you don't mess it up. Because I usually just put that and then ice, like maybe a handful of ice to give it a little bit more thicker texture.
Right.
You could probably use this with, you know, if you like to add things to your smoothies, you could add spinach to this. It tastes like you're using fresh fruit. I'm not even kidding. Mm. So this is the strawberry raspberry. You get chunks of strawberry raspberry that end up getting rehydrated when you add the liquid. So you're drinking this, and you would think you just blended a whole bunch of these fruits, because you also even get, you know, there's even some of the seeds in there at the end. Not as much as you probably would get normally, but that's still in there. But the flavor, there's no weird aftertaste. As far as, like, sugars go in here, they use dried cane syrup. And they do use a little bit, they use beet powder and then a little bit of stevia leaf extract.
Right.
They must, like, that's the last ingredient on here, though, so it must be very mild. There's no weird aftertaste.
Right.
There is, like, it's creamy. It tastes like you just made a homemade smoothie.
Hmm.
And as far as the protein, there's no grit to it. It blends beautifully, just like you would if you made a smoothie with fruit and yogurt.
Right.
So I actually really like these. I'm super excited to try some of the other flavors. They had a chocolate peanut butter they had a peanut butter one. So I am very, very interested to try that one.
Yeah, I know. I eat their protein bars that they have, the Think Thin protein bars.
Yeah.
I guess they're considered high protein, so I do like them. Like I said, it's a good balance.
They're usually lower on sugar,
too. It's a good balance of, you know, cost effectiveness, but also good quality ingredients. Not zero sugar, but definitely lower sugar, and tries to use things like stevia and maybe some sugar alcohols, too, I believe. So.
Yeah, and some of their other protein items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was your protein item that you recommend and you liked.
I really liked it.
And now I have mine, and this one is even more, I think, kind of
Well, it has, it's funny. It has the same amount of protein.
Yes, this is protein water. And this is actually produced here locally in the Tampa Bay area.
I've met one of the guys that works for the company.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I've been hearing all about this. Shannon told me about this. Gosh, it must have been 6 months ago now, right?
I told you about it last December. I met this guy. He said he's one of the, like, partners in the company. And he used to be a baseball player, actually. And he's obviously retired now. And he's got a bunch of different things going on. This was one of the companies he was really... He was actually at the event that we were working at for a client. And he was there... selling these.
Yeah.
And he let us try one, and I was really I came home and I told you about it, and then you never did anything with it.
Oh, thanks. But yeah, I've been hearing about them talking about the radio all the time, you know, Mike Calta show, and I've been hearing them talk about it all the time. So I went to a CVS last week and they had a 2-for-1 sale. I was like, let's do it.
BOGO.
I got the citrus one. I had it last week. Tasted good. You know, similar, reminded me about, of almost like Airborne. Is anybody familiar with Airborne? Like the thing you take?
The little seltzer tablets?
Yeah, the seltzer tablet, they, you know, that are like vitamin C, like emergency, or emergency, you know, same thing as emergency.
The citrus flavor tasted like that. But not nearly as
sweet. Because, you know, if you guys look, if you ever look at those packets of emergency, they're full of sugar.
Yeah.
So, but this yeah, no, this actually advertised, I'll give you a little rundown of the bottle. It says 15 grams of sugar plus energy, B12, hours of energy, vitamin B6, D, ginseng, cayenne, royal jelly, 5 times the electrolytes, and zero sugar. And I've got a blue raspberry flavor. They have a couple other ones, too.
That was actually the flavor I tried.
Okay, so I am going to crack this open and take a sip.
Need some sound effects in there.
Ooh.
What do you think?
This one's good. Yeah. I mean, the citrus was good, but had a little bit of a, you know, almost like a medicine-y taste. Yeah. But this one is a lot better.
Yeah.
It's almost, there was when I used to drink Gatorade.
Yeah.
There was like a purple Gatorade that I really liked.
Oh, yeah.
But this one's good. So some more,
It smells kind of like Gatorade.
Some more info on the back of the protein water. Lactose-free, gluten-free, natural ingredients, less than 1% juice. 70 calories a bottle. No fat. It has a slight bit of sodium, potassium, less than 1 gram of carb, and 15 grams of protein. Like I said, now for the vitamins. 100% of your vitamin D. 1,250% of your vitamin B12. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be going to sleep tonight.
That thing kept me, like, supremely energized.
Vitamin, 100% of your vitamin B6 and 13% of your magnesium. That. So, I'm going to go over the ingredient list as quick as possible, guys. But, actually, you know, what we'll do, maybe I'll put that on in the show notes or something, because here's a couple little kind of... summary, it's 15 grams. This is basically what the front says. 5 times the electrolytes. It has potassium, sodium, chloride, magnesium, and I said chloride twice.
It's ginseng in it.
It does have ginseng. So, purified water, Hydromax protein blend, which is collagen peptides, whey protein, and casein. Casein.
Casein.
Yep, exactly. So, we've talked about collagen before, how important that is. Citric acid. Calcium citrate, which is electrolyte, stevia extract, monk fruit extract. Those are the sweeteners. Those are zero calorie sweeteners. Calcium gluconate lactate, which is an electrolyte. Magnesium chloride electrolyte. Oh, it's got so many electrolytes. Guys, I'm not gonna try to pronounce all these vitamins and minerals, but I'm gonna keep drinking it.
Don't drink too much of it.
Yeah, I know. I won't be able to go to sleep.
You're going
to
be wired.
But super tasty. And, you know, using the stevia and monk fruit extract as a sweetener, it's definitely, you know, it's good. You know, it's not horrible to drink.
Yeah.
And it is essentially water. You know what I mean? Yep. It's not like a thick smoothie or something like that, like Muscle Milk or something like that.
Muscle Milk.
So it's like, it's very, you know, kind of thirst quenching.
Yes.
I do get that little bit of that stevia, like mouthwatering, which is kind of, I don't know if everybody gets that, but I'm kind of getting that juicy mouth right now. So, but it's good. Definitely tasty. And, you know, if you can get 15 grams by just drinking the water and then also have the benefits of the B12.
Yes.
You know, get a little bit of energy without caffeine. Definitely a good option. So
yeah, it says it's less than 1% juice. So, I mean, if you're a person, I think, that has trouble drinking water as well.
Yep.
And needs a drink that is going to serve as a protein / nutrient source. Yep. It's kind of a cool idea. I mean, it's definitely different than some of the other products on the market right now.
Yeah, I'm interested in learning more, and they're local, so.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently you know somebody. And maybe we can reach out to them. Or maybe I will reach out with them.
I'm pretty sure I have his card somewhere.
You said I didn't do anything. But anyways. So that's what we tried. These are two options, especially the protein water is pretty local. You know, since we got that hurricane coming, we can load up on protein water.
I feel like we probably should have stockpiled some of that.
Maybe people are leaving that alone and just going for the water. They don't even know about protein water.
Well, I think a lot of people aren't getting that. So.
All right. Well, maybe that's what we'll be doing
probably
tomorrow.
Probably a little pricier. Stocking up on
protein water. Hey, BOGO.
But these are just two new products. Mm-hmm. And I mean, again, relatively new. I'd say probably new to certain markets within the last year. But check out, you know, your local stores. Again, we found this in a convenience store and Target. Mm-hmm. So probably you could find it near you. And give them a try. Let us know what you think. And if you also have any other products, we love trying the products.
Yeah. You know, it's, there's a lot of some new cricket flour products on the market. Maybe we could.
Huh? You can do that again.
We'll see. Anyways, just brainstorming out loud. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening each week. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys giving us that rating review that you're about to give us right now in iTunes and on our Facebook page.
It really does help us a lot. It helps the podcast become visible to other and new people. So that's why that's so important.
Yeah, that's right. All right. You got anything else for them this week?
Not now.
All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. And I feel like I gotta move this over just a hair.
Why do you always take it away from me? I have a softer voice. I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll project. Whoa! I'm sorry. Should we give out the address for that? Or just say search for Addicted to Fitness podcast?
I think you can just say on Addicted to Facebook. Addicted to Facebook. Addicted to Fitness on Facebook.